Part 1. The Launch. Chapter 1. Your name will be handed down with that of Columbus and Raleigh as the father of the establishment and the founder of such an empire. Thomas Jefferson to John Jacob Astor. After an early dinner, John Jacob Astor liked to play a game of solitaire in the outdoor portico, or in winter, in front of the fire in one of the sitting rooms of his brick row house on New York City's Lower Broadway. He smoked his pipe, sipped from a glass of beer, and slowly turned over the cards from the rows dealt on the table, rendering them to make the hands. In his native Germany, where the game originated and was known as patience, it was said that when your luck ran well in the card game, the time was right to make life's important decisions. When it ran poorly at patience, you should avoid them. Astor definitely believed in runs of luck. He also believed in meticulous planning, bold vision, huge risk, and relentless focus on his bottom line. As the game's name implied, he was willing to wait many years for his risk, vision, and planning to reach fruition. He treated money and men as something to be invested for the long term, and he knew that along the way there were sure to be some heavy losses, whether measured in dollars or in human lives. The game of patience likewise demanded astute calculation of risk, constant rearrangement of cards into proper order, and suffering of losses in pursuit of a grander vision. One might say that John Jacob Astor turned over his first card when he left a difficult home and a narrow future in the small German town of Waldorf, one of seven forest villages near Heidelberg, to follow his three older brothers' footsteps out into a far wider world. The eldest Astor brother, George, had already emigrated to London and joined a musical instrument maker. Another worked on a prince's estate elsewhere in Germany. A third brother, Henry, had sailed to America during the Revolutionary War. Following the family trade, he had become a butcher, selling meat from a wheelbarrow in the streets of New York, then a small port city. The youngest brother, John Jacob, had remained behind as a Waldorf schoolboy. Home was a deeply unhappy place for John Jacob. He was 5 years old when his mother died giving birth to a daughter. His father was a Huguenot, descended from the French Protestants who, under persecution from the French crown, had fled to other countries such as Germany in the late 1600s. Known as a friendly and upright butcher who enjoyed the cheer of local taverns, the senior Astor promptly remarried after his first wife's death and fathered several more children with his second wife. According to Waldorf stories, told years later by those who knew the family, his stepmother loved not John Jacob. Nor would his father pay, or perhaps couldn't afford, to apprentice John Jacob to a clockmaker or master carpenter or other higher profession. Rather, he wanted his remaining and youngest son to help run his Waldorf butcher shop. The teenage Astor started planning his escape from Waldorf long before he made the break. "I'm not afraid of John Jacob. He'll get through the world," the village school teacher, Valentine Jeune, also descended from French Huguenots, was said to have remarked. "He has a clear head and everything right between the ears." In 1779, after laboring as a butcher's assistant to his father for 2 years, John Jacob left Waldorf at age 16, as the old stories put it, with a bundle over his shoulder, to walk to the Rhine. Working his way downriver as a deckhand on a lumber boat, he then spent a few years in England with his older brother George in the musical instrument business. There he formulated a plan. Work to earn his passage across the Atlantic, learn English well enough to get along, and wait for the War of Independence to end in the American-British colonies. Already at this young age, John Jacob displayed the talent and discipline to look to the future, and to plan for it to his utmost advantage, that would serve him well in later life. Straw blonde, stocky, exuding energy and alertness, the young Astor was endlessly inquisitive. At age 21, in March 1784, The butcher's son from Waldorf climbed down from his passenger ship onto the frozen surface of Chesapeake Bay. The winter had been an especially severe one in North America. While the ship attempted to make landfall, the Chesapeake had frozen and locked the ship in ice for 3 months. Along with his fellow passengers, Astor walked ashore, toting a sack of 7 finely crafted flutes and a few other imported goods. His initial capital to start life in, as the Germans called it, the New Land. Making his way to New York City, Astor quickly turned down his older brother Henry's offer for a job in his Manhattan meat stall, having heard of more promising ways to make money in America.